Department has been sending jazz musicians on the road for years. In the 50s, Dizzy Gillespie went to the Middle East, Duke Ellington went to Asia, Louis Armstrong was in Africa. There is a long tradition of jazz musicians sent out for diplomatic reasons. Jazz at Lincoln Center has been doing the program for 2 years now. We're beginning our second cycle, and we're very thrilled to do it. Program are threefold. First, we want to engage with other cultures and learn and observe throughout our international travels. Second, we strive to entertain and to interact and educate using the universal language of music. And finally, we hope to forge cross-cultural connections through this dialogue and collaboration wherever we go. American Music Abroad sent out 9 quartets last year on tours that ranged from 3 to 5 weeks. Groups traveled to several countries, an average of 4 to 7 countries per group, and destinations included Turkey, Barbados, Jerusalem, Sweden, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, Taiwan, the Philippines. They basically covered the map. In addition to their travels, each group performed at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola as well as the National Geographic Society in Washington for a series of free performances. The art of diplomacy sometimes doesn't need words or an agenda or a specific message to communicate. Like, music easily transcends all of those items, so I think the State Department is wise in continuing it, and I think it's a continuation of Jazz at Lincoln Center's own philosophy and mission. International touring has always been a cornerstone of our organization, and to be able to reach such audiences as, you know, people in the Balkans and Near East and Far East is something new to us that we hope to continue for the same reasons. We did an educational workshop in Sri Lanka. The reaction was so strong, and it was especially obvious during the break time when all of the students basically clustered around our musicians, and, you know, someone was at the piano singing, other people were just making do with any object nearby. Everything became a percussion instrument at that point. And we heard stories about people who grew up without instruments until they arrived, you know, in the sort of high school equivalent to a music program. And just those stories alone were so powerful that our musicians ended up creating a lot of relationships that they maintain to this day. They ended up sending music and CDs and learning from those groups as well. And this was a case of everyone attending, you know, giving as much as receiving. They were handing out their own local scores and inviting the musicians to come hear them play. Just a lot of cross-pollination. It's amazing how much interest we're getting from musicians. We're always being asked, how do you apply, how do you participate? So we're still looking. You can visit our website for more information.